If it was your toilet, would you be happy? Part 2. I was very happy once he was big enough to move him in and out of the cat flap, until he got used to going in and out by himself. Once he realised that there was all of this freedom outside, he never looked back. I certainly never had to use a kitty litter ever again. Our cat even knew what the garden was for. It was like an automatic beeline for the dirt at the edge of the pathway. I didn't even have to show him that. What a clever kitty cat we had, now that I look back in hindsight. Our daughter has an inside cat because they live in an apartment at the top of the 39-story building. He cannot even go out on the deck for fear of him chasing a bird and ultimately falling to his certain death. Therefore, it was imperative from the start that he should have a kitty litter box. She started out small, and as he has grown, so is the kitty litter box. Last time we visited her, he had a really good sized one that did not allow too much mess outside the enclosure. As I recall, she brought a large laundry-sized basket one, really large, and it does the job perfectly. She keeps it in her ensuite, therefore it's away from the house as they entertain a lot. As he's really a shy cat, no one would even know that he's part of their family, because he only ventures between her bed and the ensuite when he hears strange voices in the house. The rest of the day he spends sleeping stretched out really long inside her sheets. There's no possibility of fleas, as he goes nowhere to go get any. A lovely clean cat with all of his own cat furniture to play and scratch on. He is rather spoiled. And that's the end of part 2.